Wayne Reed, Forged and Formed. Welcome to WGN Radio. I mean, you've become a household word here. Your name is so often heard.
We have lots of fans. Thanks for having me in.
Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you. Tell us what Forged and Formed is for those who haven't heard a bunch of us read these commercials.
Okay. So the bigger picture of Forged and Informed is that we have three divisions. One is a retail division called Studio D Jewelers, and that has roots going back 40-plus years in Woodstock as a custom and retail, typical retail store.
Woodstock, New York?
Woodstock, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Sir. Yeah, my backyard.
I'm thinking of the Woodstock concerts. All right.
We have a second facet.
Did I give away my age a little bit there?
I think all of us, right?
Yeah.
We have another piece, which is production, where we actually make custom-branded stuff for festivals and events and those types of things. Das Fest might be one fundraising festival we're making products for. And the thing that's most familiar to the team at WGN is the custom cast imprinted jewelry to celebrate those moments in our lives and the pets and people that make us smile. And by crafting a piece of jewelry that captures their nose, paw, finger, print, or picture, and makes it into a piece of jewelry to carry with you.
So let's say there's a new granddaughter in the family. Give me an example of what you might do.
Well, we might take a picture of that footprint of that beautiful girl and mm-hmm. cast it into a piece of jewelry. And maybe it's a sibling piece of jewelry for brother or sister at home that are feeling a little competitive when the new baby comes home, or for grandma and grandpa who live in Florida
or
Arizona. Baby cannot be with them. And this is a tactile kind of memento where they can actually touch and feel that print when they're not zooming with the baby or the family in the interim.
And along the way, what you realized is that members of the family often have four legs.
Yeah, more and more. I think especially COVID brought it to my attention about how important those relationships beyond people are to get through our day. And when the stress factors of COVID and all the stuff that was going on around that, we had a lot of people reaching out to us saying, can you make a custom piece of jewelry for my pet? Mm-hmm. And we said, sure, we can. So we started investigating that when I was actually CEO of another company that we sold back in 2021. And we were able to then reset and make a company specifically dedicated primarily to those celebrating those pets in our lives. When folks started going back to work and offices were opening back up, it became even more important. Mm-hmm. They missed being with their dog, the one that helped them navigate that stress, or their cat, or their parrot, or their ferret, or whatever you want to make a piece of jewelry out of. We don't judge. So they were able to actually take a memento back to work with them as well.
What are some of the mementos you're talking about?
We make everything from a stainless steel collar chain that will go on a dog or cat's neck that just has their name or perhaps a picture of them on
it. Are you talking about a chain link training
collar? Like a keychain. A keychain that can be attached to a collar or on your typical pet collar, all the way through to a 14 karat gold piece, a necklace that's custom shaped for every print that we actually get from that family who might want to make the order. So,
but that would be for a family member, I suspect, rather than the dog.
Actually, people will spend more money on their pets than Uncle Joey.
You were telling me you took a trip to New York, a jewelry show, because when it comes down to it, you're a jeweler, right?
At heart, that's what we are. Jewelers and artists.
Yeah, and you went to a jewelry show in New York, and you tell me, but you were telling me off the air that you were at the show and people were interested in your stuff, really interested in the pet stuff.
Yes. So this was a media pitch event, typical thing when you're trying to get exposure to new products.
What is that?
It's an invitation-only event to both the media that attend as well as the companies that go there.
The media pitch event?
Yeah.
So you were standing on Fifth Avenue. Hey, come here, pretty much.
Yeah, I was definitely shilling out there, and I was busking, actually. I had my guitar with me as well. This is a company that has a good reputation, and when you're trying to get exposure to something and you want a Good Morning America or USA Today or someone pick you up for their winter catalogs, they have to go to a place that sees all these products in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And they always need new stuff.
Yeah.
But we definitely had people coming by. They were going, oh, yeah, I love jewelry. It's great. I love it. That's interesting. Oh, my gosh, you do pets. And we're like, yes, we do. And all of a sudden, everything would go toward that side of the table. We were highlighting nose prints and paw prints and all that kind of stuff and pictures on metal, which is another thing we do. And then other people go by, I like jewelry, but I just don't like fingerprints necessarily. It's not my vibe. I wish you had something for children. I do a parents magazine. And we said, oh, my gosh, we have footprints and handprints of infants that we can make into jewelry as well. And they were like, all of a sudden, you just had to kind of recalibrate them and kind of segment out to the different conversations.
So tell me the truth.
Yeah.
babies are nice. What's more popular, the puppies or the babies?
Based on recent, I'm trying not to offend anybody. Everyone is important. Every piece of jewelry we make is important, but we do see a lot more interest around pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really do.
I love that.
Which is interesting. And we have a whole store that's dedicated to people, right? So that custom curated experience when you walk into our retail store is very different than uploading a picture of your pet. But whatever mechanism, we just try to meet people where they are and what kind of products they want. And in the imprint industry, right now, pets are hot.
Where's the retail store at?
In Woodstock, on Woodstock Square, Studio D Jewelers. It has been in that town under a different name prior to 2021 as a Studio 2015 Jewelers. And we rebranded it in the midst of COVID to Studio D, which is the highest quality of stone. And also we do a lot of design and custom work. So kind of fit the vibe of what we were trying to do.
So when it comes down to it, if you're walking down the street and someone says, what do? You say, I'm a jeweler?
I am not a jeweler. That's the difference. And the jeweler is the person that actually crafts the product. I have a jewelry company that happens to both manufacture as well as have a retail outlet for that. So our forgedforum.com is where we actually do the e-commerce piece of our business. And then we have our retail as well. And that is actually staffed with two master on-site jewelers and CAD designers that can...
And what designers?
CAD.
Oh, I thought you said cat.
Oh, we have cat designers, too. That's on the other side of the business. So, yeah.
You also breed Maine Coon cats.
Yeah, of course. Why not? We just add it to all the other things we do, right? You have to be nimble.
Yes. So what are the trends now? Because you do have to be nimble as trends change. Men wear, at one point in time, wedding bands that were gold. But now I see these titanium, maybe they are wedding bands?
Yeah, the typical masculine representation used to be a simple gold band in the not-so-recent past, right? Now we're seeing a lot of exciting products come out. One of our vendors makes wedding bands out of whiskey barrels, out of guitar strings.
Hold that. Explain this. How do you do that?
So they actually, you give
and
them...
And I want to get married again.
So like one example, they'll take old golf clubs. Say if your grandpa or grandma played golf. They'll take a handle of an old golf club and they'll craft it into a wedding band for us.
What?
They will. If you're a musician and you love guitars, and they can do a guitar string wrapped around and embedded into a piece of gold or other materials. They'll have a situation where they're actually taking meteorites right now and fossils that they're grinding and putting into a band and a polymer that actually holds it in place.
Where do they get fossils from? Perhaps Paul Lisnik has, because he was around. He is a fossil, but I mean, where dig them up? Where do you?
I am not sure where they get them. They are in Utah, so there's lots of desert around there. Maybe they're finding things, or they just source like any other materials. You can source almost anything. For them, they're this alternate representation of a masculine band is something that's really important to them, and we thought they were amazing.
What do they look like?
They will be a little wider in a traditional band, but they might be brown for the wood. They might have a copper glow to them. They'll have whatever that material is going to be the star of the ring, which is really about jewelry. I mean, what jewelry does is take elements by themselves that are not amazing, but when you put them together, they are. So how that material gets manifested is really up to the artist.
Where does someone get a meteorite? You don't wait up all night waiting for one to fall, I assume.
Well, I think what I understand, we can hang out at Elon Musk's launch pad in Texas and find lots of extra stuff on the ground. So maybe some meteorites will be there.
Maybe. That's crazy. Give me a price range for some of this stuff. Like, if I want a meteorite wedding band, do you have any idea what that would be?
Off the top of my head, I think it's in the hundreds, mid-hundreds. Yeah.
To 500, something like that?
Yeah, I'm looking at my wife over in the room here. And again, what we found is part of one of the things we've done for any kind of jewelry we have, including our on-site or in our retail, make it accessible to whoever has an interest in it so they become a long-term relationship. So if they can only afford $100 when they come in the door, they don't get judged differently than someone wants a custom band or a custom ring made for them. So it's the same thing that applies to all of our different brands we bring in. They are different price points to meet the different needs of different consumers. And if you don't do that, then you're missing out a whole audience segment and also what the next 10 years might look like for your business. You want those people to have trust you in the beginning with little when they're in high school and they're buying a gift for a boy or a girlfriend all the way through the 40th anniversary. We want that relationship, and fortunately we've been blessed to have that kind of relationship in our retail store.
A text here says stones like diamonds are passé, not sapphires or emeralds or those sorts of things. Is that true?
Diamonds are not passe. They're just, they have a unique segment. They always have, whether they be natural or lab diamonds. What are lab diamonds?
I'm sorry for my ignorance.
That's okay. So lab is what everyone considers. It's a diamond that is actually crafted under controlled circumstances that is actually a diamond. So it's using the same structural elements of a diamond. It's just naturally not, it's not grown in the earth, right? So it doesn't go through the tens of thousands of years to make that stone. And that's become because of price point, and it makes diamonds more accessible. However, the trends in colored stones and spessarites and garnets and rubies and sapphires and all those different stones, colored stones are very hot right now. The price points are a little lower typically than your, you know, your natural diamonds in some cases, I should say. But you also can really make some fun jewelry with it that brings color to life, and that's what people like now. So,
question here, do you design engagement rings? My guess is you probably do.
Yes, we do. We will either, we have a line of engagement rings we carry, a couple different lines, but we have two jewelers on site, one who can actually custom design a ring based on your interests and stone size and materials you want to use, whether you want to use an heirloom piece from a grandma or something that you have from another, you know, piece of jewelry. We will actually kind of reimagine a piece of jewelry as well. So that's something we can do, and we have a team right on site that does that for you. We'll create the CAD for you to look at, and all that is a 3D.
What?
The CAD is the 3D image of what your piece will look like after we imagine it with you.
Yeah, I think that I've seen those sorts of things, and it's really incredible because you get to see what the piece of jewelry is going to be like, essentially.
Yes.
As if it's right there in front of you, but it's not. It's a 3D image, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The price of some of these things has gone up. Have they gone through the roof? And at the same time, how do you then explain the increased interest that there really is in jewelry? Because I think, and here's what I'm thinking about, real men now wear earrings. That's been going on for years. But necklaces and bracelets and all, and rings for sure.
So what I always say, the value of any, we've been adorning ourselves with jewelry for thousands and thousands of years, right?
Do you know where that came from?
Back to the Egyptian days, actually. It's one of the earliest adornments of jewelry we
know. Was it religious at first?
Some, of course, they had some god jewelry, which I, what I understand. I'm not a, a historian in that era. But they had somewhere where they were actually recognizing gods through adornment and jewelry. Other times, it was just they had the elements and they wanted to make them look pretty. And they looked attractive on the human, you know, form. But so again, what you're also seeing now is more masculine jewelry coming out that is actually masculine wearable. So leather bands with little thicker types of materials, maybe recycled sterling silver. We're having one of our lines coming in where we're actually using all recycled metals. But they are, men's jewelry or masculine jewelry is as important as any other form of jewelry because, you know, we just got to make sure it's well designed. That's all we really care about.
Are you, was my assertion correct in the first place? Are more men coming in?
More men are coming in looking, and that's why it was important for us to identify either our own product lines or other lines we bring in that will meet that need. So we are seeing more masculine requests for jewelry. It has been continuing to grow over the last few years, and we're meeting that need with some of the new lines we're bringing in.
All right, so I want to talk about what you can do online, Forged Formed, F-O-R-G-E-D, formed.com. Tell me what you could, because walking into a store and saying, I like that, or I want to design that is different, I suspect, but probably not as much as I'm thinking about because you could do anything online now.
Yeah. So we have a catalog that exists that is a very limited catalog as we were starting to get the website launched over the last 60 days and kind of learned on how people were interacting with it. Over the next 30 days, we'll have about another 25 or 30 products going up. And basically what you do is you look at our catalog. You identify a piece that you're interested in. You upload an image from your phone onto the computer, right, or from your phone, and you can actually, whether it be a picture of a dog's face, a baby's face, a hand or a foot, fingerprints, whatever you might, a nose or a paw or a beak or a claw, I don't care.
Can it be anything?
Any image as long as you get as close as possible. And our QC team will have a
What's QC?
Quality control.
Okay.
We'll send it back to you. If it's not the right image, we can't get the right resolution out of it, but unlike some businesses that say they put a paw print on it, that paw print very much is a generic paw print. Or it could be something that's kind of close. We actually make sure that the uniqueness of whatever image we get, whether it be a hand, a foot, a paw, a nose, is that image as best as we can represent on a piece of jewelry.
So let's say, I'm just, can it be anything? So let's say I'm a professional golfer And if you saw me play miniature golf the other day, you would know that is.
I heard you almost par. Broke par.
Broke what?
Par.
I don't even know what that is. So clearly, I don't. All I know is I never want to hit a birdie. That's all, because that would be inhumane. So, and it's inhumane just to watch me play golf. But that's. But let's say
yes.
I was
okay.
good. And if you wanted an image of part of the golf club or a golf ball, I'm just thinking random things that people are interested in. If I was a baseball player, could you do my baseball glove or something?
Well, as a side note, number one, we are going to be carrying a line of golf ball markers for those people that do golf.
There
and we can
go.
Actually have them customized. But for any other kind of affinity group, one of the things of having a custom part of our business and a e-commerce part of our business, there's not a lot we can't move forward if someone wants it. So what we would ask, if you don't see what you would like to order on our site, make a request, send us an email. Our team can figure it out. And a lot of times it's not a dramatic cost difference. It's a matter of us just finding time to actually explore, can we capture that image, that golf ball club head or whatever it might be, and make sure it looks good. We can do anything if we want. If we're willing to accept that it looks bad.
And
but we won't do that.
And it looks good on silver, is it?
So we start our base element is surgical stainless is what we work, stainless steel. It's very durable. It's a nice heavy piece of metal. It's easy to work with, and the price points are great.
Is it underrated, do you think?
Any alternative member, everyone tries to make, call precious is basically typically your sterling, your gold, your platinums, and things like that. It's a matter of what meets your needs. And if you're putting it on a dog collar or something, a keychain, I'm not sure sterling is the best answer for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great, solid product. Sterling is a great mid-price point where we have a lot of products that will be coming out that you can get necklaces out of, and they're beautiful. They get nice high polish on them, and we can introduce that. If you want the high-end, like I said, 14-karat gold, it's really a matter of what meets your needs. And we don't judge. We just would like to do work with you and try to make that piece come to life.
Anything interesting. What is the strangest request you've had? Have you had any that are just so peculiar? But you've managed to pull it off.
Yeah. We did have a request for a parrot claw once, and that was able to be done. That was interesting. We had a request just recently where we had, typically people think in terms of one image on our pieces, but one of the listeners of WGN, actually, I didn't realize it at the time, she called up and said, I have, my son has two dogs. They sleep on top of each other. They're both basset hounds. They're 13 years old.
Oh.
Can you do two of them on the same piece? And we said, yes, we can do that. Here's how it would look. Last Thursday, during Thank You Thursday, she actually called into Lisa Dent's show and said, I'm thankful you introduced me to Forged Formed because now my son's dog has cancer.
Oh.
And she was going to do it for Christmas. Now she's going to do it at this point. So, again, there's some probably weirder ones I'm not thinking of because I'm not quick enough.
And this morning I mentioned you on the pet show that I host because when people think about pet loss. Oh, I've got some questions that I want to be sure to get to here. Can you make cufflinks?
Yes.
All right. And can you make a necklace pendant? Oh, where did that go? Can you make out of a guitar pick?
Yes, we can do a sterling guitar pick. We can either do other materials as well. You can tell me, since I'm a guitarist, what your specific guitar pick brand is, your preferences, and we can make it work.
Can you do hockey pucks?
We can do anything three-dimensional. We can put it into a CAD and cast it. So, yes, hockey pucks will be fine. I don't know if you want a full-size one around your neck. That might be awkward. but we can definitely do a smaller one and maybe a little hockey stick and a puck. That might look nice.
All right. Well, you can't say I don't get interesting questions. We
awesome.
Do have the best listeners there are and the best partners that there are. And we're talking to one, ForgedFormed.com. Have I got that right?
You do.
F-O-R-G-E-D, Formed.com. And there's new stuff about to pop up on the website. Give us, we don't have much time, one hint quickly of something that's coming out soon.
So something important to me is a first responder line where we'll actually have the various first responder elements brand represented on one side. It can be customized with a badge number or a name or a date on the back. And we'll have a proceed of that. A portion will go back to a charity dedicated to those services.
Nice. Nice to meet you in person, Wayne.
Same, Steve.